But then Su Wop hit. Not a bad song. Suwu, whatever. Suwu.
Like, come on, K, you gonna be out here. Man, we set tripping if you don't say it right now, man. They gonna come see us, man.
Shirt fucking
Then a hip hop album review, YG Stay Dangerous. Third album in. I think I can put him in the box of one of those artists that you don't need to change. Like, he's just gonna give you that super hardcore West Coast blood shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time. And it's so interesting because oftentimes, you know, we say artists need to grow and they need to do this and they need to do that. But sometimes they sound so good where they are that I don't feel like they need to expand much more, grow much more. Like, as long as it continues to sound good. And after listening to this, that's how I felt about YG, because after a couple of listens, I'm like, well, what's different? Like, did he grow this? Is he doing this? I'm like, damn, but he don't need to change. The motherfucker, this shit knocks.
Is that the way you feel about Nipsey?
That's a damn good question. I always felt that Nipsey had more, and I feel he gave me that with Victory Lap. So it's what I wanted from Nipsey. He gave me exactly what I wanted. With YG, he continues to do that. And you know what? To answer the question, Nipsey's in the same lane where I know that he's always gonna give me that super West Coast shit, and he don't really need to change much. Continue to give me that gangster hardcore shit.
Like, he's one of those artists where you be like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And the thing is like, how much more do I want YG to talk about? You know what I'm saying? Like, he's talking about really about what he knows. He's talking about his life. He's talking about, you know, the shit that he's going through now. And he's really just talking, he just, that hardcore rap.
10 times hardcore, real nigga.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And I'm cool with that. Like, I was cool with that, because after a couple of listens, I had a question, like, damn, like, what is he? But after going through it, I'm like, damn, like, this is good, and I like it. And stealing Ken's new word, this shit knocks. Like, this shit don't really have a mood switch up until Slay with Quavo. You know what I'm saying? Everything is coming in just slapping. And Slay is until number 9.
Like Slay?
It was alright.
That's when it changed up for you or something?
Yeah, that's where it changed up for me. And how that came in, like that first beat, because remember, it switched. And it went slower. Yeah. But that first beat, I'm like, oh shit, they about to go on this? Yeah, then it switched up to, like, it sounded like that commercial stuff that, you know, two times.
If you a bad bitch.
I just feel like artists don't be needing those songs, man. Like, you don't need to put that on there. You don't need to reach for the commercialism. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just felt like it was a reach. It wasn't horrible, but I don't know. It just, to me, it fucked with the flow up until that point.
Coming off the second one, I think my expectation was a little high. So coming in, listening to this now, I was like, I feel like he kind of took a step back. Like, I think just like what you mentioned about him reaching for that commercial sound, like, I felt like he was reaching a little bit for it too much. I mean, he still gave me some, like, gangster shit, cause just like Ken, 10 times, that's my shit. Mm-hmm. Bulletproof, I think that's my man that was on Freddie Gibbs joint on that Death Row.
That J-Thrill.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that sounds just like him. I was like,
she vegan, she don't eat meat, but she gonna eat meat now. That's my favorite dude.
I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, like, that shit was dope as hell, man. I was just like, I like Su Wu. I was like, that shit was dope as fuck. Like, after I finished listening to him, I'm just like, damn. I don't have that feeling like I had that last one. Like I said, I just think it's because my expectations was kind of going in a little high, because I love that last one so much. And I'm just like, damn, YG. And then I feel like he had some bad lines in this album too. Mm. Like, just some bad, like, what are you saying? Like, ain't you a daughter? Yeah, but now I'm a gangbanger.
Gangbanger.
So I'm like, yeah.
I'm a gangbanger. I like that.
I like that.
I'm a gangbanger. Yeah. That dad.
That was a good line.
That was. I like that.
You gotta be a lame ass old dad to like that line.
Hey, so, yeah, hey. Get you a kid.
I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm a gangbanger ass dad.
Yeah. You better tell him about it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know about that line right there, but you know.
That shit was dope, man.
Yeah, that was just my issue with this, man. I just feel like he was just like reaching for the commercial joint too much. I mean,
so I understand. I was gonna go back to that, because you mentioned it or whatever, because I feel like J-Rock kind of did the same thing. So what's the difference between J-Rock and
him.
You think J-Rock was going for
that? I think he was, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't seem like that.
Hell no.
You said hell no?
And I wanted to ask you, like,
for me personally, yeah, like, Big Bang sounded like a commercial reach. Yeah. Slade.
Power. Pussy okay. Money Fame.
Yeah, bro.
Pussy Money Fame. No. Yes. Radio?
Yeah.
Okay, it can't be played on radio. It had a radio sound.
Yeah, he was going for that commercial
pussy
sound.
Money Fame. Pussy Money Fame. Yeah. I like this nigga, dog. Like, I don't know, man. I like YG,
no,
man.
I like him too. Yeah, I just feel like it was just like a little step back. So, like, you know how, like.
So, 4 out of 15?
No.
Canada.
So, what's up?
He didn't still. Hold on now. Yep. Y'all not gonna sit here and try to pretend.
It didn't sound like it was going for commercial.
That's exactly what it sounded
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
I mean, most of it, yeah. Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Right.
It wasn't like bad at all.
Yeah.
But it just sounded. I agree with everything B just said. It was cool. Yeah. But it's not something I would return to because it was like the beats weren't really all that interesting. His flows weren't really all that interesting or compelling like they were on the last album. It didn't sound like he was really trying to prove anything. It was like the majority of the album sounded very samey.
It's like, I'm here, I'm on my blood shit.
And I'm just going to stay here the whole time.
Right. The edge was taken off.
There it is.
It was safe.
It sounded like he made it now.
Good work.
Right? He doesn't have that same motivation, that same hunger, that same passion. I give y'all that.
Pussy Money and Fame.
I give you that. I'm not disagreeing. But what I'm saying is, you two in particular are saying that he was reaching more so for a commercial sound.
Yes.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
Why you can't be
that.
Scaring them like that anymore?
Why you can't be what?
Scaring them like that anymore. Oh. So yeah, he's like, YG had a lot of success with that last album. Like, that put him out there a lot. So yeah, I can see him kind of, you know, dialing it back a little bit.
But I still, at least to me, the way I'm listening, what you guys are saying sounds like he's reaching for that commercial accolade or that commercial sound. And I personally didn't hear it. Because I give you 4 tracks. I give you 4.
Overall, it does have more of a mainstream sound to it and aesthetic to it.
Because we didn't have the more bulletproofs and the 10 times. And like, even he got a retrospective in Bompton's Finest. Like, that was like something new and different for him. But yeah, he
good content, but I didn't like the song.
Yeah.
Like, the majority of the album sounded like it was what he did on the album before Still Brazy, but a little bit more friendly. That's what this sounded like. What was the first album called again?
My Crazy Life.
This sounds like My Crazy Life Part 2. But more friendly to people.
I mean, at least My Crazy Life still has some edge, though.
Like, yeah, you can still. And then Still Brazy had a lot of edge.
Yeah,
and this one looked like the edge was just pulled all the way out.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's why I probably like this one, because I remember liking the first album more than the second album. Mm-hmm. So that's why I probably like this. But again, I still don't necessarily agree with the commercial sounding or the commercial reach, because I don't know. Like, I give you 4, but the rest of it, I think the edge was definitely taken off. And if because the edge is taken off, you're saying that sounds more commercial. If that's how the equation is working out for y'all, then I understand. But if that's not how it's working, I don't hear the same. I don't.
And I'm coming in with fresh ears because I don't follow YG like that. And I didn't listen to it.
You never listened to none of his albums?
Nah. So not like new. That. I heard songs here and there.
This was new for you.
So it was kind of new for me to like really listen to this
one. I'm surprised you didn't, even after we reviewed Still Brazen, what me, Mike, and Ken was saying, I'm surprised that didn't intrigue you to go listen
to it. I did go listen to it after y'all, because I don't even think I was here to record that when y'all recorded that one. I think Megan recorded that one. No, I was just saying, so coming into it with fresh ears, it didn't sound commercial like how y'all are saying it. Now, like, that's why I'm more with FIFO. I could hear like maybe 4 tracks that had a commercial appeal, but for the most part, I was like, this is some West Coast shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's West Coast, yeah, for sure.
West Coast radio.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's West Coast. I think that was like, because I admit I was let down. I was like, man, this new YG about to be crazy. Stay Dangerous too. The title.
Yeah, the title.
Yeah. Let's get 10 times harder than the real nigga. Get him, YG. Tell the motherfucker.
That shit came out hard.
That bulletproof came out. I was like, all right, rolling. Number 5 hit. I was like,
You know what a big problem with this was? His hooks. He didn't have the hooks he had on the last album. The hooks in the last album, you hear them and you start singing them.
Yeah. They were catchier.
One, not at all. It was like, what?
No, it was like, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'll come in after that.
I think that's all I was going to say.
Oh, my bad.
No.
Pussy Money and Fame was catchy. For whatever.
Pussy Money and Fame. It was just 3.
I don't know, but it was just
the way it was said.
Funny, catchy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's his version of Money Cash Holmes.
Like,
what I was gonna say to you, Mike, is like it sounds like, because you keep referencing like the other album, it doesn't sound like the other album, and I feel like that's kind of altering your opinion a bit in
what's
a sense.
Altering my opinion?
The fact that it doesn't sound like the other album. Because y'all keep referencing the other album, and that's why I said I'm coming into it with fresh ears, mm-hmm. not listening to the other album, and it sounds kind of fine to me.
And I mean, that's true. I mean, I guess mm-hmm. him being an artist like that, mm-hmm. I think, like what FIFO said mentioned before, I think I would have been okay if he'd have gave me kind of like a Still Brazy part two.
I've been referencing the album before the last one.
Okay.
I haven't referenced the last album that much. What I'm saying is, I think that this album lacked a couple different things. It lacked the grit that Still Brazy had,
mm-hmm.
but it upped on the sensibility that the first album had.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm referencing the other two. The thing is, like, on these songs, I didn't pull anything from them. Like, these songs weren't memorable to me. The songs on Still Brazy were memorable. Even the songs on My Crazy Life, to a degree, were memorable, even though I didn't like them all that much. This album, I didn't walk away with anything, really. I walked away saying, oh, it's a cool album. But nothing was in my head. Like, there was nothing that I really wanted to return to.
To your point, you know, when he got together to create an album, you know, he's writing an album, so he's songwriting. Mm-hmm. You know, the previous projects were more, you know, about his life.
Okay.
So, you know, I think they had a different meaning to them, you know, in terms of, you know, what he was writing, how he was designing to tell a story, how he was conceptualizing the whole album. This is like, okay, my third album, let me get down here, let me make some songs.
And just to be clear, right, just so that the audience and everybody understands, you're not saying it's a bad album at all.
Right.
You're not saying, Mike, it's a bad album at all, and you're not saying it's a bad
it's
album.
It's boo-boo. Nah, I'm not saying I'm just fuck with you.
Yeah, everybody here is saying it's a good album. It's just,
I'm just a little more critical on this one just because.
Because of where he set the bar previously for y'all.
And that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, so he's not meeting the bar again.
I don't even want to say he's not meeting the bar. It's just a different sound, and it's a sound that I'm not interested in.
Why? Exactly. Why? Like, you said it's a sound that you're not interested in. What is it about the sound that you're not interested in?
It's a bit too friendly. It's a bit too bouncy. There's not any grit. When I listen to West Coast music, mm-hmm. to me, it's like, I like the gritty stuff. Even though it can be a little bit clean, like Dre's shit,
right.
or even DJ Quick stuff,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but there's still an element of grit there. I feel like the only grit I have is just knowing who YG is.
Exactly,
I'm not pulling any grit.
Exactly, and I definitely understand that, because in the last two albums, everything that was the grit was YG.
Mm-hmm.
YG brought the grit. You know
not
what I'm saying?
Not the last album.
Huh?
Not the last album.
What do you mean not the last album? Not
Still Brazy. Still Brazy, I felt the grit.
You felt so YG didn't provide it. It was
no just, YG just enhanced it.
He enhanced it.
Yes.
Okay.
This one,
but he was still grit though. On this one he wasn't grit, and I give you that. I agree there. 10 times harder. Yes. He still, because I think it's part of his natural fabric that he's still gonna get a little bit of it. But I feel where you're coming from, where that was extremely toned down from the previous two projects.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely not saying it's bad.
Yeah.
At all.
None of us are.
Yeah. It's just this is not a sound that interests me. I don't really care for radio friendly West Coast music. Other people might, and if they do, they'll love this album. Personally, it's just not for me, that's all.
Yeah. Well, maybe from this artist, I guess, this particular artist. You think it's West Coast period?
Nah, I'm just not into this sound. Like, when I hear Big Bank, Big Bank, take new bank. It just, that's just not what I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying, like, that's just not.
You don't like that West Coast bounce like that.
Nah, and it's almost like you're talking about Nipsey. That's almost part of my issue with Nipsey, too. It's like, that's not the kind of West Coast that I like. I like the meaner sounding shit. I like the more menacing. And there were a couple songs.
And that's how the last album was?
Say again?
And that's how the last album was?
The last album just sounded like a 90s West Coast rap album to me. So I think it just pulled on heartstrings, because we haven't really heard somebody replicate that sound that well.
It really did.
But this one, like I said, I just feel like he went back to the formula from the first album, because he brought Mustard back, and then they just enhanced the friendliness of it. And that's all.
But, you know, for me, the reason why I liked it
It's because I bump this shit in the whip. Yeah, man. Like,
I can bump it. Like, man, you put this shit on. Like, I ain't got to skip anything, like, until it gets to Slay. Like, that's really, like, as I let it play in the car, that was the only one I'm like, yeah, I don't want to listen to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to listen to that. You know, like next time. Which one?
Handgun.
Yeah, with Rocky?
I listened to that song 3 times before I could figure out where Rocky was.
Me too.
I was trying to figure out based on Rocky was in.
It don't sound like him.
It don't.
And that's not a knock. Yeah. It just didn't sound like. That's one of the things I love about Rocky.
Yeah, he's able to switch up his style so much.
Yep.
Like, that, he's signed a Harlem dude. No. Like, he sounded like he blended in right in the West Coast.
He sure the
just fine. I was like, all right, ASAP.
I still don't know where yet.
Nah, you can pick it up now. It's just his tone is different. Yeah. I don't know what it is, different. But.
It's almost he's like on the same tone as the beat. Like, it's, like he's not above the beat.
There you
he's he's
yep.
kind of like
he blends
in
really well.
Yeah.
You know who else surprised me on this shit? Big Sean. Mm-hmm. I will go on record that saying Big Sean had the best verse on that song. His verse is actually dope. You can cross. You can look at me.
I'm not.
Big Sean.
No, I said I wasn't mad. Big Sean after, was after I heard his voice. You know, they took his.
Like
controversy with his verse.
Oh,
you know about it. You know about
that's
it.
That's not on this. Yeah. This not about this album though.
No, it is. The Big Bang song.
The Big Bang song. It was on the Madden song, and they took it off.
He did say Kaepernick on here.
Yeah.
Y'all wore Cap. I'm like Kaepernick.
But on Madden, they took it out.
Never mind.
You know, because NFL like they took it out.
Wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. I'm not. I'll put it this way. I won't argue with you about your stuff.
For me, give me 10 times Bulletproof, Can't Get In, Canada, 666, Two Braids.
10 times and Bulletproof.
10 times, I got Bulletproof, Handgun, I got 666, and Bomb and Spine.
I was about to say, somebody better fucking say Bomb.
I didn't care for that.
What? He had a guitar sample in that shit.
He was introspective in
that shit. Dope. 10 times. I'm gonna say Handgun. Deep in the Rap. Cause that song was dope as fuck. Y'all didn't mention it. Y'all are tripping.
Deep in the Rap.
Deep in the Rap. Deep in the Rap. And Bombton's Finest. Bombtown's Finest. Excuse me. Y'all are crazy. That beat was tight as fuck. Mm-hmm. And he was rapping on some real shit.
YG, if you watch it, man. Hey, man. I definitely understand where the guys are coming from, where this one sounds more clean, more polished, less gritty. It definitely sounds less gritty. But that didn't diminish it for me at all. I think that you still were able to deliver an album that bumps in the whip heavy. I enjoy it. I could put it in the car, ride out to it.
YG, if you're watching, I did not hate this album. I did not dislike this album. I think this is a cool listen. I just think that coming off the... Oh yeah, you're right.
You really trying to get fucked up. I'm trying to save your life.
This was a good listen. But yeah, I mean, no, this is not a knock of your catalog. I mean, this is a distinction of your catalog. It's just not one of my favorite albums from you. And then coming off the second album, which I really, really enjoyed, my own personal expectations were high. And, you know, it just didn't, you know, upon, you know, the first listen, didn't quite get there. But that doesn't make this a bad album. So yeah, just keep doing your thing, man. You're in a nice little pocket. And you're giving us West Coast music, a West Coast sound that we sorely need in hip-hop. So yeah, appreciate it.
YG, if you're watching, you know, good solid effort. Like I mentioned before, you know, I just felt like it was a little step back from your previous work because I loved it so much. My expectations was pretty high going this one. But yeah, just like Ken said, man, like, you know, thanks for still bringing in that hardcore West Coast gangster shit that you always been doing since you started. It's like I feel like you, the Kendrick Lamar is like the angel side, and you bring like the devil side of West Coast as far as just the music and everything. So good job. But yeah, solid album. I definitely got some joints I take away from here that I can replay. But it was like the highs was highs, but the lows was really low. So that's it.
YG, if you're watching, don't change anything. You know, this is a good body of work. It's just not the sound that I particularly care for, but that doesn't mean shit, because people that like this sound, you did this sound very well. So if people are into that style of West Coast hip hop, they're gonna love the album. So keep doing what you do, and maybe you'll bring back a little bit of that still brazy grit for the next album. But yeah, good job. I got nothing else to say.